You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome back to Inside Out. And this is our third episode in a row, I believe, where we're talking about kindness and that kindness counts. We're living in a harsh, cruel, bitter world that is fueled by harsh, cruel, bitter words. And, you know, where there are words, there's something deeper within a person. And where there are words, there are corresponding actions that are not far off. And what we need is kindness. Kindness is lacking. Kindness is needed. Kindness makes a difference. Kindness counts. Kindness brightens. It relieves. It produces gratitude. It produces humility, which are the purifiers in a person and in a culture. And when gratitude and humility are present within a person or within a culture, those are the essential elements that makes a person or a culture healthy. But where gratitude and humility are missing, well, then that person in their soul, that culture in its core is not healthy. It's unwell and unsafe. So we've got to make sure that we have gratitude. You know, kindness causes this. Kindness produces gratitude and humility, which makes us all healthy. Instead of, you know, where gratitude and humility are missing because of lack of kindness, you know, people are anxious and selfish and afraid and entitled and angry and defensive and offensive. And all of that's rooted in fear. And that's always the enemy. That is fear is always the enemy, and fear is always the problem. But kindness is rooted in love, and love casts out all fear. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, it says, "There is no fear in love, but love, perfect love, drives out fear." Fear here means that which causes flight. And love here casts out and drives away with force the fear. So again, the fear is that which chases us. It causes flight. But love casts out fear. It drives it away with force. So I love this. Love chases away what tries to chase us away. Kindness brings health. Kindness brings healing. And kindness is contagious. It's contagious. Now, back in Genesis, do you remember Joseph, coat of many colors Joseph? Joseph, oh my goodness, he had favor on him. He was the youngest of all the brothers. They were jealous of him. And he was treated so wrong for so long. And you can go back and read. For the sake of time, I just want to assume you know Joseph and, you know, the misfortune and unfortunate things that happened to him and how the injustice that happened to him. But he was treated so wrong for so long, yet he chose to be kind. And his brothers came not knowing it was him, and he's now in a place of power, authority, and influence. And he had every right to just refuse them or lock them up, you know, how bad they had been to him. But Genesis 50, verse 19 through 21, in the Amplified Bible, listen to this. "And Joseph said to them, 'Fear not, for am I in the place of God? Vengeance is his, not mine. As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it or used it for good to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are this day. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for and support you and your little ones. And he comforted them, imparting cheer, hope, strength, and spoke to their hearts kindly. That is incredible. Kindness, right here, a choice. Kindness is a choice. Kindness is an action. Kindness is a word. Kindness is a force. Kindness creates an atmosphere. And kindness, right here, healed a family. Kindness, right here, saved a nation. Wow. Well, God has been so kind to you. God has been so kind to me. I want to encourage you to receive that kindness. Let it take root in you. Let it heal you and help you, the kindness of God. Receive God's kindness. Understand, God's not mad at you. There's so many things that all of us have done, thought, said, whatever, and God is not pleased with that. But God's not mad at you. He extends all of who he is to you in the form of kindness. Receive it. Let it heal you. Let it help you. Let it free you. You're the object of his kindness. Let it work fully in you the rest of your lives. But then also extend that kindness. Let it flow through you. Pass it on. Kindness brightens. Kindness relieves. And get this. Kindness produces gratitude and humility. I talked about it a few minutes ago. And gratitude and humility produced by kindness, those are the purifiers in you, in a culture, in a society. And it makes you, it makes a person, it makes a culture, a society healthy. When we see that in a group, in a setting where there's kindness and gratitude and humility, that's healthy, that's safe. Kindness counts. Kindness counts. Plus, when you are kind, when you are showing kindness, it's good for you. To be unkind is not good for you. The Bible says that when you water others, you get watered. That verse in the Message, paraphrase Proverbs 11, verse 17, it says, when you are kind to others, you help yourself. When you're cruel to others, you hurt yourself. Wow. Kindness. Kindness. I want to go back to one thing before we finish, and I actually want to pray for you today too. You know, God's kindness, he is so kind and good. Did you notice the sun came up today? Which is a sign that his covenants are still in place. And it's also a reminder that his mercies are new. Every morning, they're new today. Great is his faithfulness. Without his mercies, Lamentations 3, without his mercies, we're consumed. We're sunk without his mercies. And his mercy is his kindness in action. His kindness towards us, flowing out of his love, all the attributes of God, flowing down to you to help you, to forgive you, to strengthen you, to heal you, to protect you, to provide you for you, to lead you, to surround you, to preserve you, to save you, to keep you. No one can snatch you out of his hands. He loves you. You're the apple of his eye. You're the object of his mercy. He gives you grace and peace. God is so kind. Receive that kindness today. Receive that kindness from God. And then can I say this to you? Be kind to yourself. You might need to forgive yourself. You might need to stop being so hard on yourself. You might need to just surrender yourself to God and say, God, I know you're at work in me and there's a lot of work to be done, but thank you. And just receive the kindness and the help of God because he loves you so much. Receive that kindness and then extend that kindness. Pass that on to others. Let me pray for you. Our kind Heavenly Father, thank you for your kindness. And I pray for my friend right now hearing this podcast right now. May it dawn on them. May it rise up in them. May they have knowledge and awareness that you love them and you are kind to them and you will always be kind to them. You've demonstrated it and we are the object of your mercy and kindness. May they receive that today. May that start to heal something in them. May their soul be restored and refreshed and renewed today. And may they have just a heightened awareness all day long of just how good, how kind, how loving and merciful you are to us. We thank you for that. And then help us. Help us today to be kind. Help us to let that kindness of you toward us flow through us today to others. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you. Be kind. Have a great day. We'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast at